Hey, Common Sensocrats. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how we went from the United States of America to the miscommunicated states of America, and then now we are just the misinformed states of America. Yes, for obvious reasons, right? Because, you know, I just can't imagine why we're in this predicament. So with that, I'm going to get into not only all that, but I'm going to get into a personal story of mine that happened to me on social media regarding misinformation and just miscommunication, right? So we're going to get into all that. And yeah, so let's start getting into all the madness, shall we? Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Okay, in this episode, I'm going to be going off the cuff. Usually in my episodes, I have somewhat of a script, but today is going to be more from the heart and going off the cuff. So with that, I'm going to start kind of just do a quick, you know, very quick run through of how technology is involved. So of course you had just word of mouth newspapers, okay? Then you had the radio, where you got the news as well, right? So you would sit in the living room, you would knit or read a book while listening to the radio news, right? Then we had television news in the beginning, okay? Television, you had name with a face, they gave you the news, moving on. Here's the next feed, moving on, et cetera, right? Then I'd say about the 80s and 90s is when technology really started to take a turn. So you had Apple, Microsoft, and then Google in the 2000s, okay? That was pretty, you know, a pretty big deal for all those, right? The Mac, right? Mac computer and the Microsoft with Bill Gates and all of that, right? So, of course, everybody's doing this. Oh, cool, technology's advancing. We can have new computers in schools and all the, you know. So it was exciting, okay? All new technology is exciting. I'm not knocking it, even though I have in my past episodes, but for obvious reasons, if you've listened to them at all, especially my Becoming Orwellian 1984 episode and my one where I talk about the social dilemma, which I believe is right after that one. So I've done over 100 episodes now, so it's hard for me to keep track anymore, which, woohoo, by the way, I'm very excited about that. But back to the point here. We had all this technology increasing, right? And then you start seeing changes, which, of course, change is good. You know, change is good. But you started to see some shifts with communication. And that's the whole point of this episode. Communication these days, okay? And it started then because people were focusing more on the technology stuff instead of communicating. Even though people still communicated, and it was a cool thing to see, because people didn't have cell phones until the 90s. That's when cell phones really increased in the 90s. God, do you remember that battery pack cell phone where you had to have the battery pack with the, had to walk around? A lot of contractors had those. My dad's a contractor and I believe he had one, according to what I saw in the garage, because I believe he had one. But anyway, those are a pain. So I can't even imagine carrying that around. I mean, compared to what we have now, I'm blessed what we carry now, but they're, you know, kind of addicting. So that's my whole point here. So as technology increases, then we go from the big battery pack phones to then the, you know, just the right Nokia cell phones, all that stuff, where all, obviously you have AOL Instant Messenger, Yahoo Messenger, you start getting on your computers a lot more. And then you get texting on your phone now. When you got texting, God, that was a big deal. That was a huge deal when you got texting. Do you guys remember that? I do. And then MySpace, in MySpace even, do you remember? And I would actually rather go back to this, and I bet we all would these days. Go back to the time where you had arguments with your friends on who your top friends were on your MySpace page. And that was it. That was the big thing you argued about on social media. That was it. On MySpace, that's it. I was like, I'd rather have those stupid arguments again. Now, then Facebook came out, then Twitter, you know, then it started to get a little crazy starting in the 2010s, okay? Because then Instagram, Twitter, all of these newer platforms started to come out. Which again, great when they first came out. Exciting, right? Well, now we're at a point where nobody is even communicating at all. I mean, you have communication, but it's not as good as it was. Because now, because of the mainstream media, people are arguing whose sources are better. Well, my source told me this. Well, my source told me this. And you don't really get your point across because then you think your source is the right source, right? And that's the problem we're having right now. So people are saying, we're very divided. Well, yeah, we are very divided because people are watching too much media. People are on their social media too much. People are actually reading these things and believing them without actually looking up the sources and the facts and actually taking the time to do the research. Because guess what? People have a lot of impatience these days. And it's really sad to me to see that because I'm a millennial, but I remember a time where we actually talked with each other about these things, actually communicated about what's going on. God, even about BS stuff. About the cover of Teen People. Remember that? It's nice to go back in time a little bit and remember the simple things. The beautiful simple things. You know? But now, because we went from the United States of America, especially after 9/11, to the miscommunicated, hence the texting and top friends and all that stuff. And now we're officially the misinformed States of America. Where now we have our sources, but we call each other misinformed, right? So instead of actually talking to each other, we just say, well, you're misinformed. You don't know what you're talking about. And it's like, okay, well, how do you know that word? Mainstream media, perhaps, because they use that word constantly. They use these trigger words. I'm noticing that more and more. And of course, I do that because I look at least online and I notice them repeating the same things over and over and over again. And I kind of just go, wait a minute, like, something's not right here. And I've actually talked about that, especially in my episode about the media, how it was then versus now. And that opening clip, if you all go back to that episode, I think I did that back in, I want to say April. I believe that was in April I did that episode. So if you want to go back to that one, that opening clip scared the shiz out of me like nobody's business. It really did. And it's terrifying to see what's going on right now. It really is because people are arguing over things they have no knowledge about. For example, I am going to get into my social media story that happened a couple weeks ago. Because that was actually, to be honest, my first attack on social media that I've had. And these were from who I thought were my friends, by the way. And I know I'm not the only one. And I know I'm not the only one this has happened to. But I'm actually going to go ahead and get into that. And because I think my point may be made a little clearer with that story. Hey, Common Sensocrats. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter. Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show. Time to get into my story here. Now, before I get into it, I am not going to attack anyone. I'm not going to name anyone by names. I'm just going to be talking about the situation, okay? And how this is causing a lot of miscommunication and yeah. So I'm going to get into it. So I met Scott Pressler on October 13th. Great event, by the way. It was an amazing, amazing talk and presentation and everything. He is awesome. He is a dog walker. He does a lot of stuff for neglected communities, like trash pickup. That's how he got viral. And then on top of that, he's helping with elections all over the country. He's doing really good work, and he's so much more than that. So I like him, and I'm glad I met him. And I'm going to continue to follow him, and you should too. Now, I posted the picture of us the next day, which is, of course, October 14th. I posted it on my social media Facebook page with Common Sensocrat, and then I shared it to my personal page on Facebook, okay? So everything was fine, got a lot of likes, a lot of attention, a lot more than I thought, by the way. I got a lot of attention on it. I was pretty shocked. I woke up the next morning and went, oh my gosh, wow. And then all of a sudden, the comments start coming in. Probably about a couple days later, because again, people kept liking it. People kept commenting, liking, sharing. It was crazy. And I was like, wow, I'm kind of honored. This is awesome, you know? So anyway, then some of my liberal friends started coming in, making their comments. And I just kind of went, okay. And some of these people, by the way, I haven't really talked to in years. So I'm like, it's cool. I'm happy to catch up with you. Cool. Again, I'm a fan of freedom of speech, obviously. So comment away. I'm open to them always. So, you know, I got a lot of comments like, oh, this is so gross. I can't believe you meet him. Oh my gosh. Are you serious? What's going on? Oh my God. It was like, they were so shocked, right? That, I would do this. And I'm just like, oh, okay. I would just scroll, you know, briefly look at them. Okay, whatever, move on, right? And this is happening all over the world, but it's a really big problem in our country that we're having this type of situation go down. Because I know, like I said, I know I'm not the only one this is happening to. And, you know, it is what it is. Well, a couple of the comments I was very upset about, these are my friends and I was hurt by it. And, you know, it was sad. I was actually very saddened to see all of this because they didn't even reach out to me personally to talk to me about it. And they had been apparently listening to my podcast for a while. So yay, I'm glad they were. And I'm sure maybe they still are. I hope they are, because if they are, well, they'll be hearing this episode. So, and for those of you that made the comments, you know who you are. So, if you even remember at this point, God, people have such short-term memory spans these days. Maybe you don't. I don't know. But anyway, a lot of the comments were just a lot of, and social media has become the what you see. And that's what it is, right? It's, oh, she took a picture with Scott Pressler. She's transphobic. She's racist. She's, oh my God, she's a horrible human being. Oh my God, I can't do this. And you're like, whoa, time out. Now, like I said, I've read every single one of the comments. And I'm like, time out. But at the same time, I don't do commenting arguments. I don't do those. If you actually want to reach out to me personally, I am all ears. Please, I am all ears and eyes because it's texting after all. So I'm all eyes, if you will. But anyway, and the whole point of this, and it's just, again, if you actually cared about me at all, then you would reach out to me personally, right? Usually people that care about you, they reach out to you personally. No? Is that a trend I missed? I mean, is that a trend where people who say they care about you, but don't, you know, that kind of stuff. Because that's what we're getting these days. A lot of people that said, oh my gosh, I really care about you. But then they'll comment out their anger, if you will, and not tell me directly, even though technically they think it's directly, but it's not. That's not direct. That is just kind of direct. It's skirting around confronting me directly. And I would rather you confront me directly. I would rather that. I welcome that, by the way. But for those of you that know me personally and actually know me personally, you know that I'm not a racist. I'm not a transphobic. I'm not any of that stuff, any of the words that that come out of the woodwork with these types of posts. But yeah, it was disappointing to see all around. And then the people that also commented, I had people defending me, which I appreciated, and it was nice. But again, it doesn't accomplish anything when you communicate in a comment feed, right? What accomplishes something is if you're actually my friends, you reach out to me directly and you air your grievances to me directly. That's how I roll. Maybe that's me being old school. I don't know, but that's how I go. You got to communicate something to me, you call me. You got to tell me something, you have a private messenger right there on your Facebook. You hit that button and type away and I will read it. And I'll be happy to respond. No problem. But don't just shut me out because you decided to judge me on one picture when you've known me for years. It's like people have forgotten, especially with this past year with lockdowns and everything, and with all the vid and all that stuff. It's like wires got loose with people, right? All of a sudden, it's like people have forgotten to actually reach out to people. Like people have actually forgotten how to do that, but instead they'll just comment on Facebook. And this has been a problem, not just recently, but even before all this stuff happened. So, and I started kind of noticing it more and more in maybe the mid to, you know, probably 2014, 2015 area, in that range of years, it started to become more of a problem because miscommunication really took a big increase during that time, I noticed. And no social awareness either. Like people look at their phones, they look down and they don't even say excuse me or have manners or any of that stuff now, which is another disappointing thing too. But I can get into a whole other episode about that. But the point is, if you have something to say, it's best to comment privately to the person you have a problem with. That's all I ask. Just if you got a problem, if you had a problem with my Scott Pressler post, which by the way, I know I'm adding fuel to the fire when I'm commenting about this on my podcast right now, because it'll bring more attention to the post again. You just got to scroll a little bit, but it's there. But you know what? Fine. I'm happy to do it because guess what? I bring more attention to my post and to Scott Pressler and the podcast. So again, that's common sense. The more you comment, the more you like, the more you bring attention to the post, the more views they're going to get. So, ha, again, that's just common knowledge. If you know how social media works, that is how it works. So anyway, that is the story. And I had to talk about it. It's been on my mind. And obviously I'm still hurt, but not as much as I was. Because again, in a way, and to all the other conservatives out there that had to come out of the conservative closet, if you will, I feel free now. I feel officially like, I don't have to really skirt around any topics or hide who I am as much as I used to. I can just be me. Because guess what? I'm Carrington Rowe. I'm a free thinking, American loving girl from the Midwest who has a lot of life experiences, and that is my perspective. So what I say on this show, that is my perception of what I see. Cause I go out there, I meet people, I work, I do things, and I have experiences and I have a good life. And I'm very blessed and I'm very fortunate to be able to have this podcast and say what I have to say. And to all my listeners out there, thank you for listening. Because honestly, if it weren't for you, I would just be talking into a microphone and just feeling like, I don't know, maybe the microphone can be my therapist. I don't know. I'm just being funny. But see, now I'm going on a tangent now. But anyway, but that is the point. Just, you got a problem, communicate it. And that is, and like I said, I'm Carrington Rowe, and I would do that for you. So, you know. But anyway, that is that. And really, my quote of the day, I mean, I don't really have one in mind, but I just say this. If you want to communicate, don't just text it. Don't just comment. Just call. Actually, you know what? I do have an actual thing that I want to say with communication. Life is too short to have this kind of garbage on social media. If you want to talk to somebody, call them. You like someone, tell them. You want to pursue your dream? Go for it. Life is too short to have all this miscommunication and judgment and all that stuff, because you'll blink and you'll look back. You'll be maybe 20 years down the road. You'll blink and go, whoa, that was stupid. So that's all I have to say about that. And I appreciate you letting me go off script and air my grievances to you guys, because now I feel actually pretty good that I did this episode. So have a great Wednesday, my common sensocrats. And until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.